This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:13, up 2 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:90, unchanged on the open. May, 4.97 and a half, down a half. July, 4.83 and a half, unchanged. September, 4.88 and a half, up 4 on the open. December corn opened at 3.59 and a half, up 4 on the open. March, 3.73, up 2 and a quarter. May, 3.78 and a half, up 2. July, 3.83, up 2. September, 3.62, up 1 and a half. Redline December, 3.53 and a quarter, up 2. March, 3.58 and a half, up a half. May, 3.62, unchanged on the open. March oats opened at 2.63 and a quarter, up 1 on the open. January soybeans opened at 6.68, up 1 and a quarter on the open. March, 6.82 and a half, down a quarter. May, 6.93, up a quarter. July, 7.02 and a half, unchanged. November, 7.20 and a half, up a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 187.50, down 20 on the open. January, 190.70, up 40. December soybean oil opened at 28.85, up 12 on the open. January, 29.19, up 16. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 98.80, down 82 and a half on the open. March, 98, down 62 and a half. April, 98.70, down 80. May, 99.75, down 32 and a half on the open. December live cattle opened at 86.10, down 20 on the open. February, 88.90, down 20. April, 91, up 7 and a half. June, 87.30, down 2 and a half on the open. December lean hogs opened at 61.55, down 22 and a half on the open. February, 63, down 50. April, 66.20, down 65. May, 71.30, down 67 and a half on the open. And February pork bellies open at 90.55, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, we had a hook reversal to the positive side yesterday, follow through overnight. And the markets, at least in the wheat and the corn, starting out firmer today. What do we make of this?
Well, I think that, you know, as we've said along the way here, we're in a trading range for right now, Dave. It depends on whether the funds are in a liquidating mode or whether they're back in a support mode here. And I think basically we've traded the ranges. We went down. We didn't push to new lows. We bounced back yesterday, closed strong, and it's not taking near as much to keep it higher today. The beans, we're trying to see, can we get back above that 70 or that gap we left earlier, down 75. Probably won't make new highs for right now, but we're in a very tight trading range for the meantime.
Let's give us the parameters of those trading ranges for all the commodities, please.
Well, I think, basically we're probably in a 10-cent range here on the corn. I would say we're in the 67 to 77 type range on the March corn. The Jan beans were in the 60 to 72 or 75 type range there. And as far as the wheat goes, we're probably in the 80 to 95 range as far as the March wheat goes, Dave.
Would you expect those trading ranges to remain intact through the end of the year?
You know, without any new news coming into, I sort of think they will. We're not looking for a lot to happen between now and the end of the year. The only thing that could change that, of course, is if we did see the funds decide to really lighten up before the end of the year, which we can't. We aren't privileged to that knowledge to what they're going to do. But at the moment, as we think, we not think that they're going to be wild in doing that.
Certainly, fundamentally, overnight there was several corn sales, but traders don't seem to be trading fundamentals at the moment.
Well, you know, I think they are trading fundamentals to the degree we wouldn't be at this level if we weren't trading the real demand for this coming year, Dave. For this time of year, we generally aren't sitting with a 3 in front of the corn number, let alone 358 to 370 or 380 like that. So the fundamentals are there. We just aren't punching up a lot higher because of some of the things we're talking about, because we do need to feed that bull daily.
And as you suggest, it doesn't appear between now at least the end of the month that there will be much news to feed the bull.
There isn't going to be a whole lot going on, I don't think. Like I say, unfortunately, the biggest news could happen would probably be negative, and that would be the funds running to the doorway.
So what are we left with then for producers to do? I suppose if you need to do some catch-up sales, these levels still fairly attractive?
You know, if you haven't made some sales or got up to some points you need to for cash flow, not bad prices here at all. Like I said, these are tremendously good prices that way. If you are at the level that you feel comfortable with, no, we're not pushing sales right now, Dave, because we do think there'll be some better stuff after the first of the year. You know, the big thing is really trying to decide how much acreage shift there's going to be from beans to corn and how positive that'll be to the beans. And if it's big enough, can it be a little bit negative to the corn?
Yesterday's WASDE report, essentially a non-event. What do we begin to think about for the January final numbers?
Well, I think that everybody is, thinking that there could be some lowering of the corn yields, possibly, some increase in some of the usage as we see more and more ethanol plants maybe coming online a little sooner than expected. And, looking ahead to whether the how much acreage shift will be done and what we're looking at as far as demand and price for the year. Now, the one thing we did see in the report yesterday, we did raise the prices to farmers, 10 cents on the corn and 20 cents on the beans, Dave. So that was something that did show up in the report. Other than that, why the other numbers were quite neutral or quite generic, I guess is the best word.
Is that dime enough to encourage producers to continue to change their minds about acreage shift?
Probably not. I think, the ones that we're thinking about already thought about it. That dime doesn't really make the difference. We're at the levels, though, that might make the difference. You know, there's a lot of seed corn companies, other people, fertilizer dealers like that, some polls going on that say we could see a 10% shift or maybe close to 7 million acres of corn being added in there. We looked at some of the areas. We're looking at the ratio, the U.S. weighted average is at 2.08, bean to corn ratio. It's generally up a lot more than that. As we look at things, but in different areas, we're down. Some areas, like in Iowa, it's a 2.12 ratio in the cash market, a 2.09, and Illinois, Indiana is a 2.1. We're generally more closer to 2.4. So, we are looking at the ratios to see whether they'll buy the corn acres or not.
So what are we left with then? I mean, because if traders are right and corn acres are being purchased, I would suppose that producers ought to really begin to think about their anhydrous needs, because come spring, those costs could really go up.
You're 100% right, Dave. We were over at the Bi-State Conference over at the Beef House there last week, and I believe that's exactly what some of the fertilizer people were talking about, that there was a good chance that we would see, increased anhydrous costs because of the extra acres. So you're agreeing with the experts.
Well, there you go. Thanks much, Wayne.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat at 501, up 6. At the Board of Trade, December wheat no bid as of yet today. The March at 490 and a half, up a half. December corn 358 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. March 373, up 2 1/4. May 379 and 3/4, up 3 1/4. July 383 and a half, up 3. December 2008, 335, up 3. January beans 668 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. March 683, up a quarter. May 694, up 1 1/4. Novies 722, up 2. December soybean meal 187.50, down 20. December soybean oil 28.70, down 3. At the Merck, January feeders 98.65, down 97.5. December live cattle 85.45, down 85. December lean hogs 61.45, down 32.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.